Every day, people send hundreds of billions of text messages across a variety of platforms like SMS, Facebook, Snapchat, and others. Most of our text-based communications probably aren't that sensitive, like memes or reminders to stop for milk on the way home. But many can include sensitive information like login codes, photos, or simply messages that we don't want others to see. Even the less sensitive messages could, if revealed, be taken out of context or used by advertisers. More often than not, however, these messages are poorly secured, if at all, with almost nothing preventing your private chats from becoming public. Even many popular private messengers don't deliver on their promises. But everyone deserves to have private communication, and thankfully, some of the best options are also some of the easiest to use. In this video, we'll explain why most current messaging options don't do enough to keep your conversations private, and which ones do. A shocking number of things that power the internet were created before the internet as we know it today even existed. For example, the first password dates to sometime in the mid-1960s, the first email was sent in 1971, and the first SMS message was sent in 1992. For context, in 1992, there were about 992,000 devices on the internet, and dial-up was the average speed. Today, there's around 22 billion devices, and internet speeds are literally over a million times faster. It goes without saying that the digital landscape has changed a lot since some of these technologies were invented. For example, passwords were created not to defend against hackers, but more as a way to easily and politely enforce compartmentalization on a shared device. As a result, a lot of these technologies suffer from serious security gaps because they simply weren't built for modern use cases. In the case of SMS specifically, messages are often at risk of having weak or no encryption if intercepted, being easily spoofed, and other security and privacy risks. While there have been significant improvements in more recent generations of cell technology, there are certain fundamental risks that simply can't be eliminated because of the existing infrastructure, like SS7 and diameter. Because of these factors, classic SMS and MMS should be considered more like instant postcards, offering virtually no protection for the privacy of your messages or attachments. Unfortunately, SMS has become a standard in many parts of the world for both official and personal communication, and there doesn't seem to be any interest in fixing those problems for a variety of reasons. Since the rise of social media, however, we've seen an explosion of other communication methods. While SMS remains popular, it's not unusual to see people who mainly communicate over platforms like Discord, Snapchat, Telegram, WhatsApp, and more. While every service claims to be secure, some of these really focus on that in their marketing, entering into the encrypted messaging space. Two of the most popular options are WhatsApp and Telegram. Unfortunately, both of these apps fall short when it comes to how well they could be protecting users. Telegram is definitely the worst offender of these two. Telegram's messages are not end-to-end encrypted by default, and even their end-to-end encryption comes with several caveats. Telegram's initial MT Proto encryption was largely criticized by experts as being insecure. The replacement, MT Proto 2, seems to be an improvement. However, it's only been reviewed briefly by one organization and still contained several limitations. Enabling Telegram's encrypted chats is definitely recommended, but it also comes with a number of inconveniences that make it unattractive for most users. For example, it can only be enabled on mobile devices, it only applies to one-to-one chats, and you have to create a new secret chat on each device, even with the same contact. Telegram also has a very questionable transparency history, assuring users for years that they had never handed over user data while complying with requests for data all over the world. WhatsApp, for its flaws, is owned by Meta, the parent company of Facebook. And there are significant concerns about the amount of personal data and metadata collected, which Meta then uses to feed advertising on its other platforms. By default, WhatsApp collects location, contacts, phone number, unique device identifiers, and your interactions within the app, which could include things like who you talk to, when, how often you send messages, and other data. This type of data is concerning because it can easily undermine the value of encrypted messengers.
We kill people based on metadata.
With enough metadata, the content of the message isn't necessary to determine what's being said, and WhatsApp collects more than enough metadata to be revealing. It's also worth noting that at the time of this recording, there's a lawsuit alleging that WhatsApp isn't actually end-to-end encrypted. Right now, the plaintiffs haven't presented any convincing evidence, and we're still waiting to see how this story turns out, so stay subscribed and we'll update you when we hear more. In a second, I'm going to talk about a few truly private messengers that really go above and beyond to protect user data. But first, I want to say that making these videos takes a lot of work, with the fact-checking, editing, and graphics, and we're only able to do this work thanks to our supporters. Privacy Guides is an independent 501c3 nonprofit, so we don't take any sponsors or use any affiliate links, and our websites are free of ads and trackers, and we depend on our supporters to keep it that way. You can become a supporter and get early access to our videos, priority during our weekly livestream Q&A, perks on our forum, and more by going to privacyguides.org and clicking the red heart icon in the corner to make a donation. Every penny helps and is appreciated. Now let's talk about truly encrypted messengers. Thankfully, there are some private messengers who do actually protect all of your data. Signal is currently the golden standard when it comes to private messaging. Signal is free to use and has strong end-to-end encryption by default for direct messages, group messages, voice and video calls, and even attachments. Signal additionally protects metadata, unlike WhatsApp. The only data Signal is able to turn over when requested is the date your account was created and when you last connected to the server. SimpleX is another messenger that's gaining traction. SimpleX attempts to completely do away with unique identifiers of any kind. No phone numbers, no usernames. Instead, users scan QR codes or click invite links to connect. All the data stored on device and the network is decentralized. Briar is another really solid option, but it is Android only. Briar can route traffic through the Tor network or over Bluetooth to resist censorship, and it has solid end-to-end encryption by default, as well as other unique features like blogging, forums, and the ability to share the app with users who don't have it installed yet. Briar is designed for use in countries where you can't depend on reliable internet connection for one reason or another. Of these three options, Signal is the most widely used and user-friendly, but all three are great choices that will protect your privacy with different features that different people may find desirable. There have been some promising developments in recent years when it comes to improving the privacy of stock messaging by default. In the US, iMessage, which is end-to-end encrypted, is the third most popular messaging platform. And in 2023, Google announced that encrypted RCS, which is the modern protocol slowly replacing SMS, would become the default in their Messages app. Apple is expected to support encrypted RCS soon, meaning that it's likely that the vast majority of people around the world running modern smartphones will be able to enjoy a much more private and secure messaging experience with little or no effort on their end. Unfortunately, even with these improvements, these tools still share a significant number of privacy and security concerns, similar to the ones we've outlined with WhatsApp. So for now, messengers like Signal will continue to be the best way to really safeguard your communications easily. What's your preferred messenger and why? Let us know in the comments. Remember to check privacyguides.org for the latest recommendations to protect your privacy and security. Thanks for watching.